When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
I wonder if Matthew Collar is as fired up as I am for the big game this Sunday. I'm excited, man. I really am. I know you're excited because you eat, breathe, sleep football. I'm not that extreme about it. I am extreme about football. I love it. I'm not as extreme as you, but you get my point. You're fired up. I know you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if a normal person was as fired up as I am about football in general all the time, it'd be concerning, right? Unless it's the only way you make your money. See, you got to cover all the sports. You got to cover society, politics on your show. I only really focus on one thing, so that's what I do with my life. But as far as the Super Bowl goes,
you could cover politics if you want it.
No, sir. I'll just hide over here with the football. But when it comes to the Super Bowl, I think that Vikings fans are probably pretty miserable about the matchup. Like, you know, they're tired of Mahomes, and they certainly don't want to see the Philadelphia Eagles win anything. And as far as the build-up to the Super Bowl, there is zero hype. Like, thanks NBA for keeping us kind of, you know, excited over the last couple weeks about anything sports-wise because, I mean, there's just no storylines leading up to the Super Bowl. It's the same old Mahomes and Andy Reid and, well, kind of the Eagles, the same team with Saquon Barkley from 2 years ago. But as far as the actual matchup goes, when the game starts and they kick the ball off, these are the two best teams in the entire NFL. It's the best quarterback, one of the best of all time, and it's the best roster from top to bottom in the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think that should make for a great matchup. So the actual football is going to be really good, even if right now on a Thursday you're not thinking, oh, I can't wait to see this game because of all the hype.
What do you mean there's no storylines for this year's Super Bowl? We got storylines. Like, we've never seen back-to-back-to-back.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, that's sure. That's, but like, what is there to say about that? There's not really any drama.
To say that we are, to say that there's a possibility that we might see something that may never ever be done again. Like that's right. that in itself. I think that right now, and I said this kind of early on because I was one of the first people, and I'm gonna, you know, puff up my chest a little bit because I said this to Paul Charchin many years ago after the first Super Bowl. And then going into the following season, I said to Charles, I said, man, this Brady cat, I see something here, man. Like, this ain't just some run-of-the-mill. This guy, I don't think he's just a dude that has won a Super Bowl now. Like, this guy, I think we could be looking at a guy that eventually becomes a GOAT. My point in bringing that up is, I think right now we are taking for, and I'm not saying we as in me and you, but I'm talking about, like, I think that people are taking for granted how great Patrick Mahomes is. Like, this is pretty spectacular, and I'm not sure if we're going to continue to see guys like this be able to perform at this level this early in their careers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with any of that or the point about Patrick Mahomes and witnessing greatness and so forth. And I know that there can be Mahomes fatigue. It's kind of like when Michael Jordan was winning his sixth. It's like, all right, you know, I would like to see some other teams get a try here.
Yeah.
So it does kind of feel that way, especially since I grew up rooting for the New York Knicks, and he kept shattering dreams every year in the playoffs, which is how every other team in the AFC feels now. But, you know, what I mean is that there's no real controversy to it. And even then with Mahomes, like, yes, we should be appreciating his incredible career and how he started it. But it's not like his legacy is on the line.
Yeah.
He's already got the Super Bowls. He's already established himself as the best quarterback and in the same echelon as some of the all-time greats. If he does nothing else, if he retired today, he walks into the Hall of Fame no problem.
Yep.
You know, even with some of the quarterbacks, like when Peyton Manning makes it for the first time, it's like, all right, this is like he needs to get his first Super Bowl to solidify his legacy and all those sorts of things. There isn't really that. The teams don't seem to have anything to do with each other, so it's not like there's bad blood or any sort of controversy or any, like, what's the big debate on Radio Row? There isn't one. It's Myles Garrett is the biggest conversation at the Super Bowl, right? It's not even the game. So that's what I mean about the hype. It's been it's just kind of very quiet leading up to the Super Bowl, but I think, you know, once the teams get out there, it will not be quiet.
No, I'm totally with you. We're talking to Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider himself, here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. How about this four storyline? Will Kendrick Lamar perform Not Like Us on Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if he can convince them that he's referring to the key of A minor and not taking a really, really harsh shot at Drake with that line. I don't know. I feel like it's one of his biggest hits ever, so he has to.
When they had the Apple interview today with him on the stage, he walked out to Not Like Us. So
I think he's got to do it.
I think it's probably going to happen. So
I doubt when he wrote that song, he ever thought that he might be performing it at the Super Bowl. By the way, I have Kendrick tickets for when he comes to Minneapolis. So
you and I both.
Oh, nice. I'm going with our guy Myron Metcalf.
Metcalf. See, I didn't get the memo. You guys didn't text me and say, hey, come to the concert with us.
I was assuming that you were going to be like front row. See, me and him, we're going to be like way up top. So we don't have the celebrity radio that you
have. Whatever. You guys, I know you're not up top. I know you're going to be lower level somewhere. So I'm probably certain of that. But I'm looking forward to it. Maybe we can all pregame it as we head off to see one Kendrick Lamar and SZA. All right, so let's get to the game. How do you view this game? Like, how do you view what Philadelphia is going to try to do to Kansas City, what Kansas City is going to try to do with them? How have you kind of broken this thing down?
So you are a big boxing guy, and the biggest cliche in boxing is that styles make fights, right?
Yes,
but
yes.
I think it is
And with college basketball in the NCAA tournament, too. Yes,
it is so incredibly true in this matchup because the Kansas City Chiefs have, for what a great quarterback they have, a plodding offense. Like, they like to have a 14-play drive with 7 third-down conversions, if that's mathematically possible. And the Philadelphia Eagles, they don't make it complicated on defense. They will play that Vic Fangio stuff where they sit back and they dare you to convert 7 third downs. And I think that it's kind of like what we do best is also kind of what you do best sort of thing. And then on the other side of it, can Kansas City stop the run? Because the Bills ran pretty well against Kansas City in that AFC Championship game, except for on one particular QB sneak. But aside from that, James Cook had a really good game. And if Saquon Barkley gets going, there's really no stopping Philadelphia. But what we've seen from the Chiefs is they are really, really good at dialing up blitzes and pressures on third down. And they have probably the most underappreciated secondary because everything is all about Mahomes. And not so much about, you know, Trent McDuffie, for example, but they have great corners and safeties that really can lock on to wide receivers. So can they take out Devontae Smith? Can they take out A.J. Brown? Because at some point, they are not going to just be able to rest on Saquon Barkley to be their offense. And Jalen Hurts is going to be in situations where he's going to get blitzed, and he does take sacks, and he does hang on to the ball. And their offensive line is great, obviously, but everyone is susceptible, as we saw the Rams, you know, get some sacks against them in the divisional round. So I just love the way the two teams match up because they play a lot differently. I feel like Philadelphia has more talent, whereas, you know, the equalizing factor is the quarterback for Kansas City, and there will be a lot of fascinating dynamics here.
Who are you predicting to win?
I think that Philadelphia will win because they have the better team, but I'm not very confident in that. I mean, I kind of felt that way last year with San Francisco, and they were one Brock Purdy completion away. Think about every Super Bowl, the other team that Mahomes has won, the other team is one play away, and they just can't get it done, and he can. And so there's always been that, but I feel like Philadelphia roster-wise is kind of much more stacked mm-hmm. than Kansas City, so I'm going to lean in their direction for now.
You know, last weekend when I was at the fight in Vegas, I thought about I did make a prop bet on DeAndre Hopkins anytime touchdown because the value was just too good. I wasn't going to pass that up. So do I think that DeAndre Hopkins more likely than not is going to score a touchdown? No, but I took a flyer. But if you were a wagering man in Vegas and you were going to bet on a Super Bowl MVP on the defensive side of the football, who would you take?
Jalen Carter, I think. I don't even have to really take too much time with that. It's either him or Chris Jones. But
those are the two that I was looking at, yep.
Yeah, if I think Philly's going to win, then I'm going to take Jalen Carter. I mean, he, in this playoffs, has just elevated his game to the point where I have no idea how you stop him. And the fact that Joe Tooney is having to play left tackle means that they don't have an interior player there that is top-notch, a little bit of a more weakness, and he is a guy that cannot be handled with one offensive lineman. So if he were to get, you know, two or three sacks, something like that, a lot of pressure, some QB hits, he could definitely be up there. But, I mean, it's so funny, though, right, with, like, the MVPs. Sometimes it's just the quarterback, no matter how he plays, and sometimes it's somebody completely random who gets two interceptions in the game or something like that. So that is a hard one, but I would definitely go Carter first.
While you're talking to me, what else are you doing right now?
I'm watching UConn and
yes!
Tennessee play basketball.
Yes!
But my wife is calling Minnesota and Iowa also on Big Ten Network.
Oh,
so
I got to
flip over to that soon.
Oh, no, I got it on Tennessee and UConn right now. Tennessee's up 64-58, but I got to put this other monitor. I got to put it on that Gopher game because I talked about it this morning with Vanita Sarkar. I definitely want to watch that.
Yeah, UConn's in trouble right here against a very interesting Tennessee team.
I am
Paige Beckers is having a bit of a tough night.
Well, you and I both are big, you know, women's basketball fans. I can't wait till this year's NCAA tournament because I think it's going to be insane. There's so many possibilities for what the Final Four matchups could be. This is going to it's going to go crazy. I love
it. There's probably five or six teams that you could make an argument for the Final Four.
Absolutely.
I just watched UCLA beat Ohio State yesterday, but UCLA doesn't have a lot of shooters. South Carolina is insanely deep.
Yes.
One of their best players is coming off the bench. So they're still going to be the favorite for this. UConn is interesting.
I think you can legit say that there's seven teams that can make the Final Four, at least. UCLA, yeah. South Carolina, Notre Dame. Texas is pretty good when I've seen them play. UConn clearly could go. LSU is good.
Yes. Yep.
USC, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little less sold on the way USC has played lately, but I also think, you know, that they've got some time to kind of figure some things out after they just had a really bad loss against Iowa. But all these teams are really good, and they're also flawed in their own ways, which makes it for, I think, some really good competition.
Was Iowa that bad of a loss, though?
Yeah, it's a bad loss. Yeah, Iowa's not what they have been. They've been
of
they're
course
a bubble
not.
Team. Yeah, they're a bubble team right now, and USC, I think, was ranked fourth when they lost that game. So that was a pretty bad loss.
Man, Iowa's a bubble team?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you know.
Yeah, they're a game under 500 in the Big Ten this year.
Yeah, they had not only did they have a generational player, but they also had players who had played with Caitlin Clark for years.
Yeah.
And they just so brilliantly worked together, and they also had their coach retire. So they've had to deal with a lot this year. They're fighting, as you saw, but they're not really a contender at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Matthew, always a pleasure, my man. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
You too, Henry. Thanks, man.
All right, holla. That's Matthew Collar joining us here on The Lake Show.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.